Hello, 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 and we're back with another episode of Red, White, and Brown on Daisy's All Live. This is probably going to be our second last episode. The last episode will be next week. By the way, I'm going to watch Dunki tomorrow. Antara, do you have plans to watch Dunki?
I couldn't get tickets, but I'll watch it.
You
I
couldn't
know,
get
I know.
tickets? Seriously?
Dude, it's Shah Rukh and it's the big weekend. What
It's
are
the
you
big
thinking?
weekend for Shah Rukh, yes. And it's not even weekend, it's releasing on a Thursday here, by the way. So in any case, I'm gonna watch it tomorrow, and that probably is gonna end our season and our show this year. But today we are reviewing two one movie and a series, actually. We're reviewing Manoj Bajpayee's Joram, and we are also reviewing another series called The Freelancer, which we had reviewed before, but it was only the first season. They dropped the rest of the episodes. Neeraj Pandey's The Freelancer, starring Mohit Raina, and we are gonna review that as well. Antara, what you got?
So I did watch Joram.
Oh,
So
you did not watch Joram. Let's start with The Freelancer.
I watched Joram. I didn't get to watch Freelance.
Oh, you didn't watch Three and you watched Joram. So let's talk about it. Joram actually released movie in theaters here as well. So that was kind of different because, you know, normally an arty movie like this, not big screen, you know, it doesn't get a lot of theater screens, but this one did. So what is Joram about? Again, Manoj Bajpayee. This year has been my Manoj Bajpayee year. Whatever this guy deserved in the last whatever number of years, decades of his career is coming true for him this year, because not only are his movies releasing in a very big way, but also she you know, he's such an amazing actor. His entire career graph has come around, and he's getting these big banners, and he's getting really challenging roles that really do justice to his talent.
But he has been doing such roles for a long time now, and I love
But
how
they were never
celebrated.
mainstream, right? Because there was no web media, so these roles that he did
I
never
see what you
mainstream.
mean. I see. Yeah, no, I mean, but he always had a niche where what kind of movies he's doing, and he's not shy of venturing into even the mainstream Bollywood.
He
He's
started
okay
out.
doing a
We saw
side role
him
in.
in mainstream Gulmohar this year with Shabana, with Sharmila Tagore, you know, playing a commercial role. We see him. We saw,
Yeah, he.
you know, Sirf Ek Banda, amazing performance. Then there was this crime series where he was with Vidya Balan, amazing performance. I mean, this guy is such a powerhouse, and so low key that.
One thing I like about Manoj is he is always working. He has from Satya, from a shul, he doesn't shy away from doing any kind of role. He will do a side supporting actor in a movie like Bewafa, and you're like, ye kya kar rahe isme? But he will sing, he'll play the character ka naam tha Ishq. Don't ask.
I haven't watched this, sorry, but Ishq. Oh gosh, where do you come up with such trivia, Atra?
मैं बहुत मूवीज देखती हूँ. मैंने घटिया से घटिया मूवीज देखी है. तो मैंने बचपन से देखा है मनोज बाजपेयी. वो कुछ भी करते हैं, बट ही जो भी वो करते हैं, यू आर जस्ट एंजॉयिंग हिम. सो देयर इज नेवर अ पॉइंट वेयर इट्स डल दैट ओ इट्स सो डल वाचिंग हिम दैट आई एम गोइंग टू चेंज द चैनल. सो दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग. यू हैव टू एंगेज मी. दिस वाज माय प्रॉब्लम विद आर्चीज. आई नो अ लॉट ऑफ एंड आई एम नॉट बीइंग अ हिपोक्रेट जस्ट फॉर द सेक ऑफ बीइंग हिपोक्रेट जस्ट बिकॉज मेरे को उनका हाई क्लास समझ में नहीं आया. I'm not criticizing that. I know a lot of people who were from South Bombay and very well-renowned people. They have praised that movie, but there's a reason why I could not connect with it, and the reason was it was not even quirky for me. It was the you cannot be lazy on screen. Okay, you have to keep me engaged, or it should appear natural. If you're being lazy on screen, it should still appear as you're It's your natural form. I can't take laziness
Actor,
from
actors
my
like
act.
Manoj Bajpayee not only elevate their own performance, but they elevate performances of other people around it by
Yeah.
getting engaged with the storytelling. And that's what
That's
makes
what I'm
any Manoj
saying.
Bajpayee movie different. And that's why, even if the script is dull or the script is bullshit, Manoj Bajpayee is an actor that will really bring the script together and elevate it to another level. He is such.
वो क्या पिक्चर की थी उसने शिल्पा शेट्टी और शमिता शेट्टी दोनों के साथ, वेयर ही वाज मैरिड टू शिल्पा एंड ही वाज हैविंग एन अफेयर विद शमिता, बरस जाओ बादल बरस जा करके
That was
क्या
मनोज बाजपेयी.
पता नहीं, पर हाँ, अरे वो मैं बता रही हूँ ना, दिस मैन हैज डन एवरीथिंग, बट आई वुड नेवर से लाइक यू नो दैट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अ गुड एक्टर एंड समवन हु शुड नॉट बी एन एक्टर इज यू
We
नो
have a list
आई
of people that should not be acting. We know them. We can skip that
हाँ
list off. These are people that I don't know what they're doing in Bollywood. They should just not.
तो मैं बोली ना, इट शुड नॉट बी कि यार तुम एहसान कर रहे हो मुझ पे अपने डायलॉग बोल के, नहीं यार प्लीज, आई एम इन्वेस्टिंग माय टाइम इन वाचिंग अ
हम आपको
मूवी,
यहीं से थैंक्स करते हैं, आप डायलॉग नहीं बोलिए, वो ही बेटर होगा हमारे
मत
लिए.
बोल. एंड
बट ओके, लेट्स कम बैक टू जोराम फॉर अ मोमेंट.
दिस इज हाँ एंड ओके सो There's the movie is initially set in Jhinpindi, Jharkhand, and he plays the role of a construction worker, बहुत ही गरीब बेचारा, who brutally like whose wife is brutally killed like by someone, and then the whole story is about how he escapes from that place with his infant daughter and struggle that he goes through. I mean, he is at the center of things. So,
You just need
I
to
mean,
start
his
watching the
name.
movie. You just need to start watching the
Yeah,
first few
and you will
minutes.
be engaged.
It will
You'll
hook
be
you
engaged.
because you know
You
that
the
this is going to be very intense. And what a
yeah.
stellar performance, Manoj Bajpayee. All the respect in the world to you, because you only you could have pulled it off. The moment he appears on the screen, you just get he just gets a grip on you. And not only the way, when he has got face tattoos and all, not only the way he's styled for the movie, but his demeanor, his body language, his he just keeps that character in his hand from the first shot to the last. And it's just so beautifully filmed.
And the point is, it's not just his performance. There is Zeeshan Ayub, and I'm sorry, I don't remember I don't know the names of all the actors. I should have done my research,
Smita
but
Tambe Dwivedi is
yeah.
Chinnalai. Yeah, Phoolo Karma. Yeah.
So the point is, everybody gives their best, but it's not just a movie with a great cast who is performing. It's also a movie with its heart in the right place. They know it's a socio-political commentary. It has picked a topic which is actually relevant. I don't
It's
mind watching
actually a
such.
man versus nature conflict, right?
Yeah,
It's so
and it's
it
addressed.
tells stories at so many different levels.
Yeah, and it's addressed so beautifully. And so, sometimes I want to watch something lighthearted, which absolutely does not address anything and is all about saving one tree in a park. Cool. Like, clap, clap for you. But, sometimes I want to watch something serious, which is actually relevant to me in today's atmosphere. Or, kabhi kabhi chhatka lagna zaruri hota hai na, for you to realize that what's going wrong in your life. Just like get the balls going in your brain. Otherwise you forget. क्योंकि दिस इज नॉट लाइक कि हमें पता नहीं ये चीजें, बट समटाइम्स यू नीड टू पुट इट फॉरवर्ड.
I actually felt the camera work was immensely good. The way every shot, the cinematography was just brilliant. But also the writing was amazing because You actually feel whatever dialogues are coming out of their mouths, whether Tanishta Chatterjee's instead of a swing, it was a sari, right? Or them disappearing all of a sudden and his entire world getting, but also the man on the run mode is kept throughout the. I mean, he's hapless, he's helpless, but he's man on the run. And to bring all those elements together
You
in the
always feel,
camera.
you feel that desperation, like there's a moment of rest, but you're always like on the lookout ki kuch bhi ho sakta hai, you can't.
And then Mohammad Zeeshan Naib, of course, I'm a big fan of Mohammad Zeeshan Naib. And he, oh my God, his entire, how conflicted is Ish? Why is he arresting Dasru at all? I mean, what a beautifully told movie. What a beautifully filmed movie.
He was wasted so badly, I felt, in Sam Bahadur, because initial scenes of his with Vicky Kaushal, they were good, the pre-partition scenes. But then after that, I don't know why usko wo fat suit pehna pehna ke usko drink karwa karwa ke, like what was the point of, like you're wasting such a brilliant actor
Mohammad
if you're.
Zeeshan Ayub is a brilliant actor. And all these are the genre of actors. Mohammad Zeeshan Ayub, K.K. Menon, Pankaj Tripathi, Manoj Bajpayee. They all won. They're
They are a
actors.
joy to watch.
They're
They're
joy.
actors
You
and
see
they're act.
them work and you're like, wow. Jaideep Alawat, another such actor. Oh, how brilliant are these actors? How brilliant are they? You compare that with.
ये आज मत करो,
नहीं करो,
डोंट इवन
कंपेयर
ट्राई.
नहीं करो, रहने दो, हम रोने पर रोना शुरू जाए. But having said that, this is a survival drama. It has a social political facet to it, and it has an amazingly well woven, beautiful storyline, well written, well shot. Manoj Bajpayee, your god of acting. I have to tell you, I have to give it to him, and it deserves to be watched. Movies like this deserve the audience, and I'm very, very upset if something inferior gets the audience and this doesn't. The audience cannot fail this movie. We have to tell you cannot fail this movie. This movie needs to be watched.
And I will tell you, they will fail it. And there's a reason why I watched this movie, क्योंकि हमको कुछ और देखने का मन था. मेरे फ्रेंड्स इंसिस्ट कर रहे थे, पर उसके टिकट नहीं मिले, ये था. और मैंने कहा थैंक गॉड जो हम देखना चाह रहे हैं उसके टिकट्स नहीं मिले. तुम समझ रही हो मैं कौन सी मूवी बोल
बिल्कुल
पर तो
बिल्कुल
हम ये देखने गए तो.
बिल्कुल. There are movies that just don't have the riz, but they have the content, they have the matter, and this is one of those movies. Don't fall for the absence of marketing for this movie. Go watch it. These are the movies that deserve an audience. Very well made. So all the kudos to the makers, all the kudos to Devashish Makhija, who is the writer director of this movie. Brilliant. Congratulations. This movie deserves very big audience. And all the awards that you get deserves it.
Do you know Kangana is contesting for Lok Sabha election?
क्या बोल रही हो फिर से बोलो.
कंगना रनौत इज कंटेस्टिंग फॉर लोकसभा
वो तो हमें
इलेक्शंस,
पहले ही पता था. वो सारी
बीजेपी.
कंट्रोवर्सी क्यों बनाती है, हर चीज की कंट्रोवर्सी बनाती है.
अरे बीजेपी, वो तो पता है बीजेपी का टिकट मिल रहा है उसको, बट सोचो बन जाएगी एमपी तो फिर हम सुनेंगे उसके
फैशन
किस्से.
फैशन वो
फैशन का जलवा तो देख
पहले ही
लेंगे
पता था
आप.
कि वो कहाँ जा रही है. With her
नहीं वो तो पता था
controversy,
मुझ.
yeah, ऐसी वो, she's another Trump, believes in something else but says something else just because she gets the attention. She's playing the press cycle. आज कंगना रनौत ने क्या बोला, just like how Trump plays the press cycle. आज ट्रंप ने क्या बोला, same thing. But having said that, we are moving on to our next show, and the next show that we're going to talk about is The Freelancer. Did you watch it?
नहीं सॉरी टाइम नहीं मिल रहा.
टाइम नहीं मिल रहा.
आई वॉच इट ओवर द ब्रेक. आई वॉच इट ओवर द ब्रेक.
Well, it's a very engaging espionage thriller. I don't know
मतलब
if you
लास्ट वो मैंने आई हैव सीन लाइक यू नो द इट्स दिस सेकेंड हाफ ऑफ द सीजन राइट.
Yes, it's the second half of season. Freelancer is
हाँ तो आई हैव
Hotstar.
सीन
It
हाफ द सीजन तो मैं बाकी मैं देख लूंगी.
बाकी का मतलब
मतलब फर्स्ट हाफ देखा है सीजन का. आई विल वॉच इट. आई विल गेट टू इट. इट्स ऑन
Oh
माय
yes.
लिस्ट.
So this is Neeraj Pandey's prime masterpiece. I had to give it to him. Season one we reviewed a few months ago, actually, quite a few months ago. But it is back with the rest of the episodes that make the entire story. It's based on Shirish Thorat's book, A Ticket to Syria, and a story of a operative called a freelancer who is does not he's a freelancer. He's a mercenary. And his name is Avinash Kamat, played by Mohit Rana. And he's a former police officer that turned mercenary. And he has to go and rescue a girl called Alia Khan, played by Kashmira Pardeshi. Oh my God, this girl is a really good actor, who's taken captive in Syria. So, what happens is, in the first few episodes of the series, if you haven't watched it, you can watch it on Hotstar and Hulu. What happens is that she gets married to a family in Malaysia. So her father is a police officer, and they marry her off to a family in Malaysia after, the rishta, it's an arranged marriage. And while she's going back from India to Malaysia, she calls her mother and says, oh, father, and says, oh, we stopped in Turkey. We took a break for a honeymoon. And her father's like, what, the
And then
entire
she
family
loses
went
it.
on honeymoon? And she's like, yes, everybody's here. And by the way, her father is played by Sushant Singh. He's Inayat Khan. And then she's kidnapped from Turkey. She's made to wear burqa, and they land in Syria in ISIS camp. And she doesn't know what's going on. And her father tries to tell the Indian government to search for his daughter because she went missing, but nobody listens to him. So he reaches out. He actually, to get the attention of the media, he actually takes his car and goes and parks it in front of the ministry and blows himself up just to get the attention for his daughter.
Oh,
And then this is where the entire track
ये हाँ
becomes.
यार.
And Avinash is called in because he's an old colleague of the father, and then he kind of tries figuring out where this girl is. So they start following clues, they start talking to CIA, they start talking to other agencies to figure out where is this girl. And they finally find her in Syria. And in Syria, she's the family's very coveted because one of the sons of the family has trained in air, in as a pilot in America. So that is the value of the family to them. So now they don't have phones, they have nothing, but she has kept one of her mother's phone separately. And then, the entire communication and how she communicates to Avinash and how she gives information about what's going on inside the hub of ISIS, how, her life changes, how, people that she thought were nice people become draconian and how they blow themselves up. The entire story and the story of how she's rescued. That entire it is an amazing pace. I absolutely love the last few episodes because you see all the parties have their own priorities and nobody really wants to help this girl. And how the arm twisting of this happens and how even the climax till the last shot. This story was very, very, very well spun by Neeraj Pandey. The storytelling, the pace, the espionage, really amazing done. The other the cast was just amazing as well. Anupam Kher plays Dr. Arif Khan, who actually is guiding Avinash through the process. He's a connection between him and how he involves Raw in the entire game. It is just, it's tension filled, it's engaging. You really can't leave the screen because it just gets you. You can't even fast forward. It is that good. So it's a captivating series. Freelancer, with the rest of its episode, is streaming on Hulu. Don't miss it. We actually recommend this series.
I have to finish this. I know, like the last three episodes.
You have to.
I will watch them.
It was really well made. Well, having said
Yeah.
that, well, this was Freelancer season, I don't know if season two now, whatever, but the Freelancer story is complete. It's based on a book, Shirish Torat, A Ticket to Syria, and it's the story of a girl. It's actually based on a story of a girl that actually went through this herself. So, amazingly well told, well directed, espionage thriller to the boots, to the last tooth. We recommend it. Watch it on Hulu. And with that, well, we come to the end of this episode, and we hope to see you next week for the last episode of the season. Until then, it's bye.
Bye.